days of yore, club shops tended to be dank and disunhut, staffed by old people who reeked of ginger biscuits. When business was slack, as it often was, they would fall asleep and slump over the paraffin heater. If they were lucky, they'd be woken by the sound of their urine-soaked trousers sizzling. The stock was very limited. Some home-knitted bobble hats, home-knitted scarves, a black-and-white photograph of the manager posing with his hatchet-faced wife, and a few rattles. Some clubs did try branching out. Derby County did a roaring trade in hard-boiled eggs, featuring hand-painted likenesses of star players. The Terry Hennessy model wasn't at all popular. In order to simulate the bald-pated Welshman's stray ginger wisps, they used pieces of a ginger merkin, which put a lot of people off. Incidentally, now that Elton John has a full head of hair again, Watford players can no longer do the old bath time trick of sticking a lone pubic hair on a bar of soap and saying, "Look, it's our chairman." These days, Premier League football clubs have superstores where you can buy anything from curtains to bed linen, though people don't really have sheets these days, do they? Manchester United have their own brand of beer, though perhaps they should sell spirits. After all, Alex Ferguson never says no to a double. Replica kits are the main seller in club shops, and they tend to be purchased for children, though many of the aforementioned incontinent pensioners snapped up the 1994 Coventry City official shorts, which were, you may recall, yellow at the front and brown at the back. The top-grossing spin-off at the moment, though, are official Manchester City mugs. There's nothing special about them, but they're the only cups City fans are going to see in their lifetime. Look out, though, for Manchester United crisps. Walker's Salt and Lineker have proved so popular that the club is entering the snack marketplace. Rather than have limited edition Tazos in the occasional pack, they're doing something a bit special. The limited edition tomato sauce flavour crisps will contain real flakes of Alex Ferguson's tomato-coloured skin. Mmm, there's tasty.
He did, of course, at one time have grains of fruit in his
hair. Yeah, now it's all just become a kind of mad, made-up world.
Now, and God bless it, as Andy Darling's usual 3-minute look at whatever he decides to apply himself to.